Editor. I was interested to read your article about gradual entry to kindergarten and the concerns raised by other parents. As the parent of a 2-year-old currently in daycare, in New Westminster, I hear the conversations of other parents having to use all of their vacation for this gradual entry program and dread having to manage it in 2 years when my daughter starts school. I find it hard to believe that 2 weeks are required to introduce children to school. My own daughter's start in daycare at age 1 was done over a 2-day period. Of course, there will be children who need some extra support, but this need not be the default at the inconvenience of all families. I think this type of program speaks to the larger issue of how education isn't integrated into modern life. More than 2/3 of British Columbia families have 2 parents working, yet access to daycare and before and after school care isn't guaranteed and requires a great deal of time, money and energy to arrange. The default assumption also seems to be that families have 2 parents with family support. Things are even more difficult for single parents or parents with unconventional work schedules. And finally, there is still a sexist undertone of these programs that assumes that women will be the ones to stay home or take time off work to deal with any schedule disruptions for their kids because they did so in the past. Of course, I want the school board to consider the well-being of children in their schools, but I would hope that they are also able to consider the challenges their families face when having to plan for schedule changes affecting their children. Diana Wellams. Loudspeaker sound off. Are you a parent in the New Westminster School District? Is gradual entry a challenge for your family? Do kindergarten students need a 2-week gradual entry period? What could be done to make it easier for families? Share your ideas. Send us a letter.